Jasmine.
Hello.
How you doing, Malka?
Good. How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Good, good, good. How's the family?
Fine. Everybody's fine. What about yours?
Oh, we're doing just fine. We had a new addition to our family about a month ago. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're enjoying, it's a little boy, so we're enjoying him as our first little boy on my daughter's side. So.
That would be nice. That's nice.
Thank you.
How old is he so far? A week old or 2 weeks?
He's a month old.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He's already growing up.
Oh, time flies.
I know, right?
Wow. Can't believe it that it's almost half of the year.
Yeah.
So
I guess I guess our conference number has changed, right?
Yes. I was amazed that it was.
Yeah.
What class are we having today?
Not sure.
I've been off and on because I just started a new job.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to adapt to my new schedule.
Mhm.
So it's been like forever.
No, it seems like it, huh?
Yeah, because I have to get up at 5 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So it has messed me up a lot, you know, during the night classes.
Yeah.
So I have to be in bed around 10:30. And
good morning.
Just like, good morning, Hanok.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chumimcha, Tati, Sera. Alephet Gimel, Yotah Tzadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu, tacharenu, noah, hufrei shayin, sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshe yehudcha, yevavah, shayin, nun yimidalit, yudkashin. Barchem tacharen, rakame sitkatcha, tasim kadosh, Yahid Gea, Lamcha Penuin, Yimalamid, Pavzayan Kuf, Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmatia
Katin,
we have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Zerbanu. El Haim. Zerav Hesed Be'emet. Notcher Hesed La'alafim. Notcher Hesed La'alafim. We're getting quite a bit of background noise, so I'd appreciate it if you'd mute your phones by pressing *6.
Thank you.
We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin David ilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavadhe. Be'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kununei aleinu ma'asei adenu kununeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar bekama atar taneinan bekudsha berichu koma de'aved le'eila utata kola yihu kishot biovada. Deep shout. The lay lach mila bialma. Divae barnash. The dach ya leya. Nineya ulam haga. Beya kalama. Dehaku o haga. Deep shout. Bialma. Please mute your phones by pressing *6. I will have to mute everybody. To ask a question, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your phones. We're going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, our current year, which is a time to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first of two verses that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal v'yavo, Hamelech liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech tavo, Natamar achoti, Udlabez le'ene, Shutei levivot v'yevre, Mi'ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. That name is separated. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha. Va'aloni lo kisiti, amarti ode alek v'shai, la'adonai yohei wahei, yata nasata om khatati sela. Next, we will connect to the energy of the year 5777, known as the year of the goat, but it is also known as the year of the wake-up. That verse, the first of the two verses that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyavai hinam. When we take the first letters, we're able to create or part. Permutate satsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we are able to permutate dir yam, which translates as a seat of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim. Ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitgadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse that we study connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidhu Vadonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olamim. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy, which is swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru uru mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon v'halakti idchem v'chayayim yeshna v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kage alo la netza yo veid ro la yo mru a yo. The year 5774. This has one verse and only one verse connected to it directly in the Tanakh. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. The energy of the year is peace in the Middle East. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael. Untati vishakan tachta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. This using each letter with its root vowel as we say them out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he a ka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a Yoza la me be he, he re yo he ko me. La a wa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo Ashila me yo me, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he be wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa, we a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. We will now make the same ritual connection to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo yo yo, sa be te am a me. Me be shi la yo a he, anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa me he he, ta a ko me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he. Sa ala are yo, a ala me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, Hey, bay, hey, mezare. Wa, hey, bay, yo, ah, hey. Ala, wa, mezayo. Da, hey, bay, me, kako. Ala, ah, hey, hey, wa. Re, la, hey, yo, yo, me. Hey, la, yo, me, hey, me. The Hilulah of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 13th day of Sivan. And you know anything, any number, anything that you connect to that connects to the number 13 is connecting to the Hebrew word Echad. And that word translates as oneness. Unity of all. Rabbi Ephraim Katz of Vilna, Rabbi Abraham Yitzhaki, Rabbi Chaim Yisrael Morgenstern of Pilo, Rabbi Yaakov Meir ben Rabbi Shlomo Betzalel Biederman, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Weiss of Spinka, Rabbi Yaakov Mutsafi, and the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. So, I'm going to give the listeners an opportunity to choose the class today, one of two. We can only pick one, so it's a choice that you will make. In order to verbalize your choice, you will need to unmute your phones by pressing *6. The choices are, last night we did not have sufficient students to have a Zohar class, so we could do our Zohar class from last night, which is on the parasha of Bahalotcha. And the second opportunity, the second class, was what I was going to teach today, which has to do with a preparation for character development, character traits, understanding the various traits. That would be, or this would be, the beginning class that will not be followed through immediately. It will be followed through in the next 2-3 years to complete them. But this is part of your decision process. Essentially, we have about 1 week today class before we begin preparation for the 10 weeks leading up to the new year. It's not 10 weeks that we have about 15 weeks left in the year. But the process of understanding all of the things that we need to understand in order to do a significant impact on our new coming new year requires a lot of time, a lot of classes. And so we really just have this one. So it's really which class we do. So if somebody would like to join in, an orientation that you would like to see.
I like the second class.
And I'll choose.
On character development. Say again, Hannah.
The Zohar.
So we have one of each.
I go for character.
Well, my reason
is... I'm sorry.
Preparation is going to take several weeks. Let's, for today, do the Zohar for this week. And then you still have 15 weeks
so you have more time for getting ready for the character traits.
Hello?
Please, go ahead.
I vote for character.
Okay, will you identify yourself? I don't recognize your voice.
Connie.
I hope you're doing well, Connie. I apologize for not recognizing your voice. I should. But with the background noises, it was a little bit.
No problem.
Does anybody else want to weigh in?
I do, Brandela. Let's do the Zohar.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Zohar.
All right. So we have two of two. Anybody else? So
I'm really fine with the character traits as well. It's just I think if you have more weeks than, you know, to start a longer session, maybe we could start next week and go ahead and do the Zohar.
The issue is next week we will be starting the 15 weeks, and we literally have about 15, maybe 18 classes to run through the holidays. So there might be one more week to start in that 15, because I haven't really planned it out that closely. But it may not be able to be done. So I think we should just start the character today.
Okay.
So I'm gonna weigh in on the character class. And the Zohar class, there are other times. We will have another Zohar class, many Zohar classes, and on this particular parasha. There's many that you can read ahead if you want, assuming that you have the time, and I understand that issue very well. So you will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom pages, or the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. And please mute your phones again by pressing star 6. The Revealed Wisdom page. Excuse me, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 11, the second column from the left, the third column from the left, the title is Character Traits, Personality Traits, Landing Page. When you open up that page, there are two links. We will start with both of them, actually. We will not, there's a certain section, as you'll see, where we won't read it because it's not really beneficial with the work that has been developed so far. But you'll understand it. But the two links we will be using. And the first one that we will start with is called the Kabbalah Character Trait. I'm having to open up the page, and I'm getting some issues on the development. It will be momentarily. Okay. The title is Midot, which is the Hebrew word for character traits.
What's the title?
Is there a difference? Hello?
Yes. What's the title?
Do you want to say? Midot. Character traits.
Oh, okay.
Is there a difference between character and personality traits? The following is a short essay written by a woman knowledgeable on this subject of personal development. Personal development is the modern term used by therapists and others for tikkunim, for corrections. It was written in the year 2010. Many times the words character and personality are used interchangeably. While related, there are distinct differences between the two words and their meanings. And I am adding, the bold and the emphasis is added by me. This is because it is important to realize that our modern English is not teaching the things that Kabbalah teaches. Personality in Hebrew is ishiot, which implies that the personality is built into the essence of a man or a woman and is his DNA. One of the words man is ish. The first three letters of the word ishiot. If we were to say men, or the plural of one man, we would say ishim. Ishiot is a feminine ending, but built into that word ishiot is the idea of my man in the plural, because the yud after the shin, if we just took the first four letters, we would translate it as my man. And this, it is from this recognition that it's clear the body through its DNA filters what the soul receives. Continuing to read. Character traits are midot. Hebrew, or the word Hebrew, the word in Hebrew for midot has a shoresh that relates to measure, to measurement, to size. And we will find that, I hesitate to say in all character traits, but I think it is in all character traits. There is a capacity, there are levels within each character trait. And the easiest one for people to understand is the character trait of anger. Because you can be mildly angry, you can be upset, murderously angry. You can see how each of those descriptions are describing a measurement of this trait called anger. As will be seen below, character traits can be changed, although with difficulty. This is because they are learned by one's culture and other aspects of the environment. Personality traits, while similar, are more difficult to change, since they are more deeply ingrained within a man. This is what the Kabbalah is teaching. I do need to mute once again. if you want to ask a question, and as you know, I do request questions, please interrupt. There's not a problem with that. It's expected. By pressing *6 on your phone, which will unmute you, and then just speak into the phone and ask whatever question or make whatever comment you feel is appropriate. The essay continues. Character is often used to define a person's integrity, such as he has upstanding character, or his character is lacking. Character is actually a set of behavior traits that define what type of person you are. Do you follow the rules of your group? Many times people who do not follow the rules of the group, whether it is a family group, a work group, a religious group, or a political group, are not accepted by the group. This tenet and tendency has been in place since the beginning of time. This is an unwritten commentary. No, it has not been since the beginning of time. Because character traits are learned. They're not built into the DNA and unchangeable. It's important to understand this distinction. Most people, if you set a character trait, if you set a limitation like you should not steal or you should not murder, and someone goes outside that limit set by the group in the modern society has set apart that person into jail. And over the centuries, jails have changed. The way the society treats the people in jail has changed. But more importantly, it is good to understand that the Torah does not ever punish with a jail. The Torah teaches us to have a city of refuge, a place where the people in that city study Torah, practice the positive midot, the positive character traits, we would hope. And the person who is outside the norm is sent into that village, into that community of Torah students, with the idea that they will be influenced by their surroundings, by their environment, just as we, in our character development of a child growing to an adult, is influenced by the society, the environment that we live in. The family at the beginning, the society, the community, and then as adults we choose communities. And by that choice, we are affecting our character traits. Continuing to read. Are you upfront and honest when dealing with others? People who have a positive social character are often found to be more easily trusted by others. Again, this follows the same age-old truism mentioned above. And again, this is a learned behavior. Who do you trust? Who do you lack trust? How did you learn to lack trust? Did you trust your parents? Did you learn to not trust your parents? Did you trust your parents until you became a teenager? Did you trust your parents until you became an adult? And in reviewing what you've learned, how you behave, said, no, that's not the way I want to be. Or said, yes, those are traits I want to emulate. Personality is inborn. Character, however, comes from learned behavior inside your early relationships. This learning comes from both observation and interaction with your parents, your teachers, your other social networks. While character does have an inborn link due to its finite relationship to personality, character is actually designed and developed from and during our early relationships until they become ingrained. Character, as well as belief and value systems, are inherently linked. As an unwritten commentary, but I'm going to remind you what we learned in the first class. Belief has elements of doubt. Our value systems are learned. The value systems form our characters. For example, if you have a tendency to get angry, that comes from a value system that says it's human to be angry. We can't lash out in a Western society and kill someone because we're angry, but we can talk about that person. We can relate those stories to our friends. Torah tells us this is aspects of Lashon Hara. These are character traits that are learned. The belief systems are also learned in the same way from the same sources. Does this mean that character is not changeable? No. Character can be changed, and that really should be in bold. Character can be changed purposely with consciousness in order to better get along in groups, or it can vary situationally. An example of situational character is the person who never misses a church or synagogue service, but does have absences at work, or vice versa. Character traits are the attitudes and beliefs that you have towards your life, towards your work, towards your family, towards your community. Character traits may be positive, they may be negative, or they may be somewhere in between. There is a direct link between positive character traits and a happy and successful life. Negative character traits that have been strongly and long ingrained usually do cause strife at some point. But a focus on positive change can and does work. Look to executive coaching or personal development classes, such as The Phoenix Psychology of Achievement by Brian Tracy, to help make these necessary changes. The desire to change can and does bring great results. I'm not familiar with Brian Tracy, his writings, his teachings. In the Torah, we have a section called Musar. Musar can be translated as character development, but it can also be translated as ethics or ethical development. And as part of this series of classes, we will be going into the techniques of Musar, one of which is to apply a verse from the Tanakh or a series of verses from the Tanakh to the specific character trait involved. And by repetitively saying this verse, the impact of the Hebrew letters is to change and ingrain the positive aspects of that character trait. Another aspect of the teachings of the character traits is that all of these character traits, tendencies, are built into your Hebrew astrology. What do I mean by tendencies? You have a tendency to get angry, but you don't get angry in every situation. Your astrology tends to present you with the tendency towards a particular character trait. That can be understood and needs to be understood. Another location for these tendencies is within your name. The analyzing of your name in the Hebrew letters will help you understand the tendencies of your character traits. A third and most effective for most people, because it's the only tool they're aware of and the only tool they use, is to see how people react to their tendencies. Sometimes it grows to a point where you feel strong enough to ask your partner, your spouse, your significant other, or your family, or your friends, am I a patient person? Am I an angry person? Would you describe me as trustworthy? Trying to gauge how you impact other people. These are tools to find out what you need to change about your character traits. Continuing to read. Below are two sets of words, one describing and with character traits, the other are personality traits. I have brought both sets of words in order for someone to see similarities and also differences. I recommend one reads through both sets of words. Then as a second step, pick three of the character traits that they think apply to them. The third step is to ask, if these words are the way our friends and family would describe us, it is also beneficial to ask our friends and our family, without showing the list, how would they describe the three worst character traits that we possess? Many people will also ask for the positive traits. Remember, we did not come into this world to be praised, but to perform our tikkunim, which begins with changing ourselves. It is also important to realize that character traits can sometimes be both positive and negative, depending on the situation. Is there a time to be afraid that is positive? Is a question one might ask to understand what I just said. Once you have identified your three worst traits, you have a free choice decision. Choose to change these traits by concentrating on changing them in all of your actions or not. This choice is yours. This choice, if made in the positive, will bring you closer to Hashem. This choice, if made in the negative, will continue to play the movie that you are in. I would ask you to remember the various prophecies that promise a difficult life filled with chaotic events until one chooses to follow a righteous path, which implies fixing your negative character traits. And I will characterize this in the words of Rabbi Ashlag's foreword to his 10 Luminous Emanations. There are two paths. There is the path of Torah, which is a merciful path. And there is a path of pain and suffering. Both will achieve change. Because what rational mind continually walking to walls and beating their head against the wall would not choose to change, ultimately. But that clearly is the longer path, the more painful path. The choice is yours. Character trait list. I'm not going to read all of these, but I suggest that over time, this week, to take a look at these traits and see how numerous they are, how we don't really think of them. We don't use these terms, and yet they're quite aware. In the Musar movement, there are a list of 13, and then there were 5 additional ones added, 18 character traits that we are taught to work on. When you compare these 18, which are included in these words on this list, how much we are not aware. But the truth is, if you change those 18 traits, the ones you're not changing will be relatively minor. But of course, that's a relative term. To the righteous person, there is no minor. Just because the righteous person is expected to react always in the right action, with the right consciousness, at the right time, and in the right place. We have taught that in many classes. We will continue to teach that. As far as I personally am from this level, having the goal is a beneficial trait. I'm scrolling very slowly down this list. The way you know you're getting to the end is when you get to the end of the alphabet. And then you have the personality traits. And in these traits, we are relating the opposites. There is a positive trait followed by a negative trait. And by reading these words and these two lists, you begin to get a sense of this deeper understanding that personality traits are a veil from the body, from the body's DNA, that limits what the soul is able to receive through the various senses. But that does not mean a personality trait cannot be changed. It's just more difficult. It is like saying, I have brown eyes, and I want blue eyes. Can I change the color of my eyes? 100 years ago, the answer would be no. In today's world, I can change the color of my eyes by wearing contact lenses. Could I change the color of my eyes on the level without this outside tool of a contact lens? The answer is yes. But how difficult would that be? So, all the way towards the end, I'm continuing to read at the bottom of the list, the last item on the list, personality traits, is work comes first, or convenience comes first. Hopefully you understand the difference between character and personality traits more clearly after reading of the two different lists. Here is a short essay regarding what the Gemara, one of the aspects of the Talmud, says about midot, character traits. It is written by a blog called Ahavat Chesed, the love of good deeds, the faint of heart. There is a Gemara that explains how midot work. Let's take the midah. Midot, plural midah, is singular. Let's take the midah of anger, for instance. Of course, anger is a terrible thing. But the Gemara tells us that anger for the sake of the Creator's honor is a good thing. Therefore, the Gemara explains that with each midah, a person should strive to be in the middle. This means that a person cannot get too angry, but he must also know that sometimes he must be angry for the sake of heaven. With tzedakah and chesed, the same rules apply. The midah of chesed needs to be close to the middle group, to the middle ground. If you are always doing chesed and never have time to be with your family, with your children, that's not middle ground. If you stop davening in talit and tefillin to talk to someone collecting, that is probably an issue, or maybe not. A lot of times, many of us think we're doing the right thing because a chesed opportunity is in front of us. We don't have to grab every opportunity that comes our way. Other teachings say no. You need to grab every chesed opportunity that you are capable of doing. The capable of doing is a relative term. Are you at work? So taking the time to do a chesed for someone not employed by that company? Are you stealing time from your employer? My employer doesn't mind me doing that. How do you know? All of these relate to balance. All of these statements I am making, questions that I am giving you to ask, relate to balance. That is the middle ground. A lot of times, many of us think we're doing the right thing because Yes, it is great to do chesed. Yes, it is a mitzvah. But it is not always the right thing to do at that particular instant. Chesed and midot in general are not for the faint of heart. One needs to realize that a midah needs to be controlled. Anger is a bad thing. But a person cannot be docile every second of his life either. There is a time for anger and a time for calm. Try to figure out how to be both. The message of this short essay is to remain balanced all the time. Do good deeds in an appropriate way, a balanced way, a central column manner. Here is another story from a Sephardic source about doing a chesed that takes one out of his way. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu told the following story. Our rabbis of blessed memory tell us that when someone who comes regularly to the synagogue doesn't come one day, Hashem asks about him. He does this by causing others to ask why the person didn't come. Perhaps he is ill. Perhaps he needs help. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu had a rich neighbor who had sons who were rabbanim and judges, indicating righteousness. Every morning he would see him when he went to or returned from the synagogue. On one occasion, he did not see him, so he went and knocked on his door. There was no answer, but they never went away without wishing him first, so he went and knocked again. This time, he heard a very weak response. He called a neighbor who brought someone to force open the door. They found the man and wife ill in bed. In their hands was a prescription for medication, but there was no one to take care of them, no one to feed them or to bring them their medication. From this adds that we see that whenever someone does not see a neighbor that he would ordinarily see daily for a day or two, he should inquire about his welfare to ensure that he is not in need of assistance. As a verbal commentary, an oral commentary, in our generation, what is it, 80% of the America, 90% of America has personal cell phones? And even if you call and no one answers, does that mean that the phone isn't being charged? How difficult is it to make the call? How difficult is it to verify what your thoughts are? Continuing to read, the moral lesson is clear from the story. The question, how do I know what is a balanced action? And the answer from the Kabbalah is ask your intuition. But the response to people when given this statement many times, unfortunately, is to say, but I can't trust my intuition. But the study of Kabbalah will teach you when to trust your intuition and when not to. When to trust your intuition and when to know when your intuition is lying to you. All of this relates to the development of character traits. I'm going to read the second link. It's a short one, and I know we're over time, and I hope you don't mind. It'll take about 10 minutes. There's a midrash that's giving us a metaphor. Two by two, they came to Noah in the ark. Falsehood came and wanted to enter the ark. Noah told it, You cannot enter unless you bring along a mate. Falsehood then meant depletion, the capacity of man's possessions to become damaged or lost to him. Depletion asked falsehood, where do you come? From where do you come? Falsehood replied, from the ark, for I desired to enter it, but Noah would not permit this unless I bring along a mate. Will you be my mate? And what will you give me in return? Depletion asked. I will arrange with you, said falsehood, that whatever I prepare for a person to acquire through dishonesty, you will take away. The agreement was made, and together they entered the ark. When they left the ark, whatever a person acquired through falsehood, depletion took away. When falsehood protested this, depletion retorted, was it for naught that we made our agreement? Falsehood had nothing to reply. This is what is meant by, he is pregnant with evil schemes and gives birth to falsehood. A verse from Psalms. There is a simple explanation as to why the Midrash associates the connection between falsehood and depletion with Noah and the ark. Until the flood, the attribute of slow to anger was dominant, as Hashem did not exact punishment from generations that were steeped in sin, including the sin of robbery, which usually involves much lying and deception. Wicked people saw that money which they had accumulated through dishonesty remained in their families over the courses of generations. As a result of their apparent success, they embraced the sin of robbery wholeheartedly, engaging in it throughout their lives, and the world became filled with robbery and other sins. However, after the flood, Hashem conducted the world differently. From then on, whatever would be earned through falsehood and deception would be lost through depletion, as it is written. One who amasses wealth unjustly, in the middle of his days it will leave him. This is a verse of prophecy from Jeremiah. People take note of this, and they do learn this lesson. Moreover, the money which a person earns through lying and deception will bring about the loss of the money which he had earned honestly. Masechta Derech Eretz Zuta states, if you take what is not yours, then what is yours will be taken from you. All that one will be left with are the sins of lying and deception. This is a unwritten commentary. There are many ways to interpret and understand this metaphor. One of the important things that people probably will not imagine is that prior to the building of the ark, there were lying and there was deception and there was depletion. All of these traits were there, but they were not connected. Had the world been flooded, as in the great flood, the Mabul, if falsehood and depletion were not allowed onto the ark, they would have been destroyed by the flood of chesed, the flood of loving kindness, the flood of waters. But they were allowed onto the ark. Were they allowed onto the ark through the animals? Were they allowed onto the ark through Noah and his three sons and the four women that they were married to? There is much to contemplate about character development and to understand the difference between a character trait and a personality trait. It is my intention, but I always, as you know, have meant much to do, but it is my intention to take the 18 traits of Musar and to give a class on those traits and which verses will make sense for you to develop and utilize as you choose, if you choose to change those negative character traits that you have identified. I hope you all have a good week. We will have a class at 3 p.m. West Coast time. We continue our study of advanced reincarnation in that class. I recommend a recordings file, and that is yeshem.com/recordings.htm. You will find on that about 2 weeks ago, on a Monday night, I believe it was, I gave a class on I forget the title of the class, and I apologize for that. If you cannot find the class, because it deals with reincarnation commentary by the Ari, if you cannot find the link, send me an email and I will forward the link to you. But it is important to understand what the Ari is saying about reincarnation in general. And specifically, this was in the parasha of Tehukotai, the parasha that deals with the blessings and the curses that are really blessings, which is the last parasha in the book of Leviticus. Does anyone have any questions? I will unmute your phones now. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Monday, we will have a deep Zohar class on the parasha of Noah. I believe we are in section 39. We're starting section 39. And our 7 o'clock class will be a class on the writings of the Ari for the parasha Behalotcha, this week's parasha. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. I hope I didn't lose you. Shalom.